opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Look, I think there's a big issue in Houston on the offensive side of the football. I know that there's, look,
when you call it a big issue.
It's a big ass issue. Just generally speaking, the Houston Texans offense is a big ass issue. Absolutely. There are a lot of problems when it comes to Houston Texans offensive football.
Oh, no.
Now, we feel good about some of the answers, but there are a lot of problems. There's a big problem, right? And when we're talking about last year to this year, we're talking 2024 to 2025. Look, there's a laundry list of issues that everybody wants to talk about before getting to the quarterback. You got to fix the protection problems. Inside offensive line, they got a new coach, they got new players. Right, you got to add to the wide receiver room. Hell, Tank Dell's out. Steph Diggs is gone. He's no longer Houston Texans. They used two of their top three picks in the draft this year on wide receiver. The OC, you got to replace him. He was a major issue last year. You got to replace him. That guy needs to be a weapon. You hire Nick Caley, who Nick Caserio has known for years and years and years. And it seems like they're going to change systems to something a little bit more New England-esque versus where Bobby Sloat came from in San Francisco. So you address that. The tight end room has to play a bigger role, no question about it. The offensive coordinator is a tight end guru. You paid one guy $12 million. You got a second-year tight end that I think is going to surprise some folks. You go out, you sign Nick Chubb. You oughta have, it ought to be a little easier this year to establish a run when you got more of a two-headed monster back there. I don't know what Nick's going to look like. Is he as good? Or is he a notch below Joe Mixon, or is he potentially better? I don't know where he's going to land. He's coming off injury, but you went out there, you drafted a running back as well, so that room has been reinforced. But the one I think the most influential or the biggest impact that can be made on this team this year, and more importantly, the biggest impact on this organization over the next 5 or 6 years is C.J. Stroud in leadership, right? It's going to be play a big part of this year, but again, more importantly, you're fixing to break C.J. Stroud off to the tune of $60 million plus per year for an extended period of time. He is going to be the quarterback here in Houston. The most important thing in this organization is C.J. Stroud obviously continuing to play well. I don't have any concerns about his physical or mental ability to play the game at all whatsoever. I think he's a championship caliber player in that respect. There is a void of leadership on the offensive side of the football. Some of the problems that came up last year, I would argue, wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't a void of leadership there, or if there was better leadership there. Laremy Tunsil's out. Bobby Slowick is out. C.J. Stroud has to take the bull by the horns and fill that void of leadership on the offensive side of the football. And my point is this. With C.J. Stroud. My question is this with C.J. Stroud. When you play quarterback, by default, you are a leader. Now you have the opportunity to be a leader that takes over the entire offensive side of the football. You have a leader that can set the standard, that can hold guys accountable and make sure they're meeting the standard on a day-in, day-out basis. Or you just have a guy that kind of coasts along and he's a leader because he's the quarterback and he strokes everybody and he prays for everybody and he's an uplifter, as Ron has said multiple times today, kind of deal. There is a time and a place. I'm just one that I believe that you've got to be you got to be an a-hole at some point in time. Playing football, playing a team sport, when you're on a clock, play in, play out, game in, game out. Sometimes you just got to be blunt with it, and you got to keep this thing moving. And the question is, does C.J. Stroud have that in him? And so a lot of y'all might be wondering about, what the hell are you talking about? What is this guy talking about? What does he mean? All right? I go back a lot of times and use an old Troy Aikman audio back in the day when he's ripping Jack Riley's ass about how bad football is around him. Right?
That's glory hole.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time, Jared. There was a time. But here, I'll use a little more current example here. Here is Joe Burrow, and this is coming off the field and communicating, coming off the field and on the bench with his head coach, play caller, in a game that they actually won, by the way. Right? This isn't frustration because they're losing. This is in a game where they actually won. Ron, you said by double digits, right?
Yeah.
They actually won by double digits. Whether you agree or disagree, yeah. I don't give a rip. I don't care if you agree or disagree, but this is what the hell I'm talking about. We got to see out of C.J. Stroud and others, but definitely C.J. Stroud moving forward.
The penalty train rolls on.
Oh, what the f*** are we doing, man? Wake the f*** up. F***ing mental mistakes all f***ing day.
Way to finish the day. That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating,
embarrassing performance by us.
I know, we'll address it, but at the same time, let's enjoy some
that. Fuck that. We sucked today. That was embarrassing. Okay. We jumped off sides eight times.
I know that.
That is setting the standard.
It sucked.
I mean, that right there. I mean, I got borderline chub, boys. That right there is God. That's good.
Oh, Zach came in there. Oh Lord. Okay, we fighting with guns. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Let me get my weapon out.
Wow.
But here's the point, guys. The quarterback has somebody in the building has to say, okay, this is the standard. I'm going to establish the standard, and then I'm going to hold guys accountable to make sure they meet that standard. And when you don't meet that standard, we're going to hold guys accountable. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be frustrated about it. We're not just going to go on ho-hum about how we won the game, so it's water under the bridge. Let's move on. Let's stay positive. Like Zach said, I'm going to focus on the positive. Like, at some point in time, that guy has to be the a-hole in the room. And that was a perfect example. Joe Burrow could have said, yeah, you know what? You're the head coach. You know what? You're right. Let me chill out. Let me go over here and stroke these guys because we won a game by double digits. Forget the fact that we jumped offside six times and we ain't going to win our own division by doing that. But it's the Titans we're playing. Let me go over here and stroke this. Remember, I mean, I'm sure it was one of those games where Will Levis was throwing balls backwards and stuff. But let's go in here and stroke these guys and focus on the positive. But Joe Burrow in that moment said, no. That ain't what's happening. That was absolutely embarrassing, and ultimately, I'm paraphrasing, but that right there is going to get you beat if we really have championship aspirations. And to me, that is the part that we don't know about C.J. Stroud yet. And by the way, I'm not knocking C.J. Stroud. I know there's a bunch of sensitive folks out there. I'm not knocking C.J. Stroud. I'm simply saying it's year three. Laremy Tunsil and Bobby Slowick we are led to believe were major issues in terms of almost roadblocks for C.J. Stroud to take control, you know, verbally and physically and from a leadership perspective. All of those roadblocks are out of the way. There is a void of leadership on this team on the offensive side of the football. And save the Joe Mixon stuff. Joe Mixon ain't on the field on third down, right? So when there is a void of leadership, and it's right there for the pickings for C.J. Stroud to be that guy. Set the bar, and whether you win, lose, or draw, if you don't meet that bar, then damn it, head's got to roll. That's just the reality. And I believe this team is full of guys that want to embrace that. A lot of teams, which I think a lot of folks that don't understand what I'm talking about, they weren't worried about, oh, well, don't talk to me that way. Oh, well, don't throw me under the bus. Oh, well, don't do this. Oh, no, man, get your stuff together and let's go win some ball games. And so I just believe there is a huge opportunity for C.J. Stroud to do that. And I'm going to be honest with you, as a Texans fan, I'm less worried about this season. Sure, it'll help this season. But, Ron, for me, this is a long-term play. If we see C.J. Stroud go out there, which, I believe that he can. We'll see to what degree, but I believe that he can. If C.J. Stroud goes out there and grabs that bull by the horns and it has a little bit more of that approach to it when things are going wrong, this paying him $60 million, no sweat. Being the face of the organization for the next 6-7 years, no sweat. There's that. That is a real championship caliber quarterback right there.
What was interesting to me in that clip with Joe Burrow was it almost felt like the way CJ's personality is and just kind of the way he's wired was more closer to the way Zach Taylor was approaching it. Much more of a, I've said it, uplifting, positive play and conversation. Maybe the Texans have some. Maybe Nick Caley is the hard ass. I don't know. Maybe we're talking to you. You are someone who has played at the highest level, played college football, been in team settings like this, college football in the SEC at the highest level, the NFL as well. You set and watched Troy Aikman, one of the best leaders in the NFL at the quarterback position. What if he plays the Zach Taylor role and somebody else plays the I'm the one that's the hard at the good cop, bad cop thing? In your opinion, is it workable if somebody else, if that's just not his
person? You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personality, if somebody else plays that role.
I think anything's workable, right? You got a defensive heavy football team. They've invested money on the defense. This defense is going to carry this football team right now. We don't even know if the identity is going to be on the offensive side of the football. We don't even know if they figured out offensive football consistently with Bobby Slowick out and Nick Caley in. Look, I think this team can win a championship with a low-key, stroke everybody, pray for everybody, love everybody, uplift everybody type of quarterback, but it's going to take an unbelievable effort from everybody else. I simply think the best version of the Houston Texans is, and the best version of C.J. Stroud now and moving forward is if C.J. Stroud is that guy. He's the only one that's on the field every down, no matter what happens. He's the only one that by default plays a position that everybody looks up to. He's the only one that speaks every huddle that he gets in. He's the only one that we know walks in the locker room, win, lose, or draw after the game and stands right next to D'Amico Ryans. He is by far the most powerful voice on the offensive side of the football. If anybody in their right mind thinks that Nick Caley's going to walk in here and put his foot down on anybody easier than C.J. Stroud or D'Amico Ryans, you'd even look at Joe Mixon, if you want to talk about, like the thought that Nick Cayley is going to be the guy to do that is to me, it's asinine. Like, and the bigger part of this for me, again, as a Texans fan, is I don't want my offensive identity and the standard that is on my offense to be determined by the next guy that's hired or fired in the offensive coordinator role.
Kills.
Want it to be determined by the quarterback that we're paying $60 million to, and I don't give a damn who the play caller is.
Let me ask you this, because this is coming through on YouTube and Twitch and the text line. Someone texted in, just follow D'Amico's lead. That's enough. You don't need to be an a-hole. You don't need an a-hole on the team. D'Amico's a great leader. CJ can be the same. Do you see those two different? Do you see how they approach things different?
No, they're very similar in a way that they approach things. The difference is D'Amico Ryans can say, hey, you, come sit your ass right over here by me in some critical moments in big games. D'Amico Ryans can make your life hell, cut you, bring you back, cut you again. There's a different power that a head coach has. And I'll be honest with you, if you want to draw that parallel right now between the two, I think we're watching a guy in D'Amico Ryans that the first 2 years he was here, he was like, hey, Bobby, my boy, bring him over here. Hey, man, you go handle this offensive stuff. Hey, Chris Strauss, man, you got that O-line, man. Hey, Laramie Tunsil, man, don't worry about nothing. We got Laramie Tunsil over there. I think you're watching him now. We go over there and watch minicamp. We go over there and watch OTAs. And he's down there watching the O-line work. He's down there watching the offense work. I think we're watching D'Amico Ryans do exactly what I'm talking about. Now, he's a head coach, so it's a different animal there. It comes with a different level of I'll snatch your job from you accountability, where CJ doesn't necessarily have that ability. But and let's not overemphasize the use of a-hole here. I'm just talking about a guy that holds people accountable. You call it whatever you want. If you think that there is a let D'Amico run this whole thing and let D'Amico, you just fall in line and you just follow D'Amico. If you don't think there's any role for the quarterback to be an alpha and outspoken, like an outspoken alpha and hold guys accountable, then I don't know what the hell you're watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.